Welcome to Matriarchal Medicine, a sanctuary designed to inspire women on their journey to matriarchy by reconnecting them with their intuition and innate wisdom. Join us as we explore the stories, wisdom, and medicine of women who are claiming this sacred and holy role. Hello, and welcome to Matriarchal Medicine. I'm your host, Audrey Thorpe, and in today's solo episode, I'm going to teach you homeopathy in 15 minutes. Now, the reason why is because I feel that homeopathy is the ultimate feminine medicine. It's energy medicine, and it facilitates what the body needs, and it doesn't force the body to respond in a way that it isn't already working towards. So, as I said, it's a facilitator. Homeopathy is also so incredibly cost-effective. So, once you have a firm grasp of what this medicine is and how to use it, homeopathy can literally save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary trips to the pediatrician or urgent care. Now, hear me out. This is not to say that modern medicine is not needed. Bless it and its advances. And there is absolutely a way to get the same results in a much more gentle and holistic way without all the unnecessary side effects. So with that said, let's dive in. Homeopathy is a complete body of medicine. And the etymology of homeopathy is homeo, which is Greek for like or similar, and pathos, or pathology, which means suffering. So the literal translation is similar suffering. So this is the law and principle of homeopathy that like cures like. Another way to describe it is the very same substance that produces symptoms in a healthy person can relieve the exact same or similar symptoms in someone who is, you know, quote unquote, sick or unwell. Allopathy and the allopathic system works the opposite way, literally. Allo is translated to different, and again, pathy is suffering. So, different suffering. The allopathic system uses materials that have a different symptom picture. So, the allopathic system uses pharma meds that are not at all similar to the disease state that the person is currently in. That's why antibiotics and anti-inflammatory meds are prescribed. So a great example that we can use to differentiate the models would be in the case of a fever. If we were to use similar suffering or a homeopathic lens to treat the fever, it might look like warm blankets, warm food, hot showers, hot baths, etc. From a different suffering, or an allopathic lens to treat a fever, it might include cold showers, cooling drinks, and cold baths. Again, this is just an example of the different approaches to the same symptom picture. I'm not suggesting that you do one or the other, I'm just showing you how the two models would approach the same symptom completely differently. I really appreciate the explanation of homeopathy from Whole Woman Homeopathy. This is the book that I have in my suggested reading for my homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman course. So I'll kind of parse out some of the explanation here. So continuing with the law of similars, which is the official term for like cures like, we'll look at a bee sting. We all know what a bee sting looks like. We have swelling, redness, heat, burning, stinging, etc. And the homeopathic approach would be to treat the bee sting with the very substance that caused the very same symptoms. In this instance, it would be apis, which is a homeopathic remedy made from a honeybee. So if you're fortunate enough to have apis on hand relatively quickly after a bee sting, it could help with the pain and discomfort from the bee sting within minutes. As amazing as all of that is, apis is not only good for bee stings, but for many other conditions with similar symptoms. Again, let's look back to swelling, redness, heat, burning, or stinging. what other conditions could mimic these symptoms? Allergic reactions, where the face becomes quite swollen, red, and hot. Conjunctivitis, with very swollen and puffy eyelids. Arthritis, where the joints are inflamed, swollen, red, and maybe painful. Maybe a bladder infection with burning pain every time you go to urinate and the feeling of swelling in the urethra. Each one of these conditions with these symptoms can respond quite well to the homeopathic remedy that is APIS. Now, homeopathy is a holistic medicine, meaning it takes into consideration you as a whole person, your physical, mental, and emotional symptoms. Some homeopathic practitioners will give a hierarchy as to which symptom is more important. And that's one of the reasons why I stress that it is so important to find resonance with who you're choosing to journey with you on your path to healing. You and your vital force or your chi or your prana is what heals, not someone else. And they can also be incredibly beneficial in helping you find resonance with healing and wholeness. So how I was taught, bless my mentor, is to be an etiological prescriber. Your symptoms, yes, all of them, mental, emotional, and physical, are incredibly important. And what I love is to help you find the root cause of why your body is communicating with these particular symptoms. What did you possibly miss on an energetic level that your body now needs you to pay close attention to? Something that we need to remember is our bodies are always striving for health and wellness, regardless of what the allopathic system tells you with the theory that autoimmune disease is your body attacking itself. No, it's not. It's communicating with you in ways to show you what needs your attention most through these symptoms. So when I prescribe as an etiological prescriber, I'm helping you to rediscover what you might have missed that started as a simple energetic imbalance. Maybe you're dealing with constipation now as an adult, and the root cause of it might be because you've experienced some deep grief as a child and you have a hard time letting go now. So a great example that I'll end on, which I think really summarizes the etiological approach. I was teaching homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman live, which I have to stop. This reminds me, in the show notes below, you can sign up for this course, Homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman, and you can now navigate it at your own pace. Okay, back to my example. I was teaching homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman live and in person, and this woman came in with a very noticeable headache. She was very tired, incredibly uncomfortable. I loved having her in class. She was a great participant. And you could tell that she still wasn't feeling her best. So I waited for the invitation that eventually came a few hours into the course when she and her friend had asked if there was a homeopathic remedy that she could take to help with her headache. Now, at this point, I had already put together what the root cause was. Just based on listening to her talk back and forth, I kind of already knew what it was. I also could have just flippantly, you know, threw out a couple common headache remedies, but I use this as a teaching opportunity. I prompted a few questions, again, as a teaching opportunity. How long had this been going on for? Her response was a few months. And I asked, okay, was there anything in particular that happened during this time? She recalled working with a body worker at this time, and she could sense some form of resentment and indignation from this body worker during her session. And she said that she felt like she was hurt on purpose during the session. Now, regardless if that was what happened or not, it's her perception of reality. And when I asked her if she was angry about it, she busted out laughing and said, "Oh my gosh, that's it. I am so angry about this." And she felt a huge sense of indignation about it. And so with that, again, I use this as a teaching tool in the course. and I showed her how to find remedies relevant for indignation and suppressed anger. So this eventually led her to find the remedy that I knew she needed from the beginning, which was Staphysagria. And because this was a live class, we had a couple kits around us, and we just so happened to have Staphysagria handy. And during the course, she was able to take a couple doses, and after months of a raging migraine, she felt a solid 90% better within 15 minutes. This is why women need to know how to use this medicine. It helps you find the root cause, not just to continue to cover up with Band-Aid solutions. I go into this and so much more in my Homeopathy for the Autonomous Woman course. It's set up for you to navigate at your own pace and has tons of handouts. I cover everything from menarche, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, menopause, and childhood remedies for you to use in your family, while giving you the confidence to use this medicine and save you hours of scouring the internet or books for the remedies that you or your family need. Going forward, I'll share brief profiles of common remedies and how to use them, so be sure to subscribe so you can build your homeopathy repertory and confidently use it in a feminine and intuitive way. That is all for today's episode. So until next time, I pray that you are deeply nourished on your journey to matriarchy.